With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump threatens Iran with dire consequences if it launches more attacks on a liquefied natural gas facility in Qatar. The BBC's Peter Bowes says the president's threat follows an Israeli strike on Iran's South Pars gas field shared with Qatar and Iran's response.
In his post, President Trump says Israel violently lashed out at the South Pars gas field out of anger. The United States, he insisted, knew nothing about it and that Qatar was not involved. Unfortunately, the president says Iran did not know this and unjustifiably and unfairly attacked a portion of Qatar's liquefied natural gas facility. In capital letters, the president adds, no more attacks will be made by Israel relating to the Iranian gas field unless Tehran decided to strike Qatar again. If that happened, Mr. Trump said, the U.S. would not hesitate to launch a massive retaliatory attack, although he was reluctant because it would have long-term implications for Iran.
The Democrats' refusal to fund the Transportation Security Administration is seriously snarling air travel as airport screeners not getting paid or not showing up for work. President Trump's Homeland Security Secretary nominee, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, says the funding impasse is putting our homeland at risk and amounts to playing with fire. More than 30 years after his death, sexual abuse allegations have surfaced against United Farm Workers leader Cesar Chavez, allegations that he sexually abused underage girls and women. As expected, the Federal Reserve keeping its short-term interest rate unchanged, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell citing an increasingly uncertain outlook for the U.S. economy and for inflation. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 200 points. This is SRN News. A Bible expert issues a warning.
Bobby Grunewald is founder of YouVersion, the most popular Bible app in the world, and he says artificial intelligence isn't ready for prime time. He tells the Christian Post that YouVersion is using AI behind the scenes, but does not make it available to users because his staff has found that, quote, the best model with the best performance misquotes scripture at least 15% of the time, others as much as 60% of the time. Michael Harrington reporting.
An Arkansas law requiring that the Ten Commandments be prominently displayed in public school classrooms has been struck down by a federal judge. Last year, seven Arkansas families of various religious and non-religious backgrounds filed a lawsuit challenging the state's new law, naming six school districts as defendants. The judgment blocks the Ten Commandments requirement, but it's unclear as to how broadly it can be applied. This is SRN News. A Texas city is closing in on emergency water restrictions with trouble right around the corner.
Leaders in Corpus Christi say reservoirs are dropping and demand keeps rising. Authorities say there are two scenarios that could trigger a level one water emergency by May. Now, the city does not have a plan for how to curtail water use in case of emergency. And forecasters expect little, if any, rain from July through September. City Council has voted to push ahead with major well projects, even without permits. Jason Walker reporting.
A Southern California desert community has tied the highest March temperature ever recorded in the U.S. The 108-degree day in North Shore, California, came amid a record-breaking winter heat wave that's gripping the Southwest. More details, SRNnews.com.